Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Look, if you're not doing the actions to that, there is something wrong with you. You want to have a good long hard look at yourself this morning.
I don't
morning.
Know why that came up as the heart starter. Not that there's anything wrong with
it. No,
but it just coincides with my invitation to get media accreditation to the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, which is set down for
March
3. And I'm torn between two loves. Yeah. I'm torn between two loves. I don't know whether to go to the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, March 3, or whether I go to the Hay Gay Mardi Gras.
Yeah, they're changing Hay to Gay, aren't they?
Yeah, the Hay Gay Mardi Gras, also on March 3. So I don't know whether to go east or west.
What a great little movie that was,
yes.
Said no one ever.
Yes.
Valerie Perrine. Yeah. And yeah. Back in the days, of course, when Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
How things have changed over the years.
I forgot he had a little part in that.
Yep. That's good. 9 minutes into the show, we've offended a few people already. I'm impressed. You were talking before and we can start to mention this now because it's all coming together very nicely. Thank you very much. We are paying tribute to the contribution to Australian rules football that the Danaher family have made coming up on Saturday the 10th of March in Ungerii. We've got the unveiling of the big footy.
So there's this massive big football.
Yeah, Ungerii's going to be on the map. You got the big banana.
Yeah.
You got the big lobster.
The big pineapple.
The big orange.
That
big ram at Goulburn. With the big...
The big footy.
Going to have the big footy.
Wow. And Ungerii, simply because Ungerii is the home of the Danaher family.
Yep.
And like there's so many Danahers that have been gracing footy fields over the decades. So that's where it's going to be.
Yeah, so you'll hear more about it as we get closer to the date in question. But keep this date free now.
Yeah.
Saturday, March the 10th. We're going to unveil the big footy over at Ungerii, and then there's going to be a bit of a game on between the Danahers,
right?
And there's that many of them; they can actually field a team of Danahers,
right?
And they'll take on the rest of the world.
Danahers versus the
rest of the world is going to be a bit of a footy game after the unveiling of the big footy, and hopefully we'll get some big names to that. But you will hear more about it as we get closer. We're a month away from this one, but keep the date free and get ready to head out to Ungerii for the unveiling of the big footy as we pay tribute to the contribution that the Danaher family have made to Australian rules football. That date again, save the date, everybody, Saturday, March the 10th. And we will tell you more about the unveiling of the big footy and the day that's planned as we get a little closer. But it is going to be a big day in Ungerii for the unveiling of the big footy on Saturday the 10th of March. But keep it locked here to Triple M for more details. But we're certainly going to put Ungerii and the Bland Shire on the map.
Have we got any dimensions and the size of this footy?
It's big.
Is it bigger than the room?
Big footy. Big footy, Lane.
So I'm just envisaging it would be as big as this studio.
Oh, I'm probably
a bit more. Wow.
Yeah, we must check on the dimension because it's going to be a mighty big Sharon, I can tell you.
And who's constructing this big footy?
Big footies are us.
Big footies are
us. Yes, they're putting it together. So keep the date free, everybody. It is going to be a big day at Ungerii. Hopefully we'll get a massive crowd into the town for the unveiling of the big footy and then the football game afterwards between the Danahers and the rest of the world. I actually might call that game.
Okay.
Well, it'll be easy to call. Danaher gets the ball, handballs it out to Danaher. And there's Danaher. Saturday, March 10, the unveiling of the big footy at Ungerii. Everybody, keep it locked here for Triple M for more details. I'm going to take you back to your school days, Leighton, your secondary school days.
Right.
Did you ever get detention?
In high school?
Yeah, that's secondary school.
No.
No?
No, I wasn't there long enough.
So you never got into trouble at all?
No.
Did you ever get into trouble for wearing the wrong uniform? You breached the uniform?
No, we had a uniform. So you had your shirt. This is in high school. You had your shirt, which was had to be a certain colour. And you had the tie, which had to be a certain tie. And you had to have your trousers.
The question just deserved a yes or no answer. So did you ever get into trouble for wearing incorrect uniform?
No.
Right. Thank you very much. I didn't need the outfit described, but thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It's okay.
So you never got into trouble for any of that stuff?
No.
What a goody two-shoes. Who would have thought? Well, neither did I. It was pretty straightforward back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, pants, shirt, tie, jumper, shoes.
And the simple shirt, thing. You know, the shirt, they wanted us to tuck it in, but it was always tucked out.
Yeah. Well, anyway, look, it's been a big day, or yesterday in particular, and it's been a big week for schools right around the country. And you may have seen some of these stories on our website, triplem.com.au. We've had schools at opposite ends of the country making the news because they have put their students into detention for breaches of school uniform. And on the face, when you hear it, you think, oh, that's a bit over the top.
Yeah.
We'll go to the school in Brisbane first.
Right.
This is the Gap State High School. Now, it's a Brisbane high school, and they have put more than 100 students in detention, and parents are comparing the hardline approach to that of a concentration camp.
Whoa.
The Gap State High School has banned certain styles and brands of shoes, and this has even got the support, the school's stance on this has got the support of the Education Minister in Queensland. The Gap High School has banned students from wearing Vans and Doc Martens, forcing students to wear black leather lace-up shoes with heels between 5 to 20 millimetres. So if you go to that school and you're wearing Vans and Doc Martens, which aren't part of the proper school uniform, into detention for you.
Okay, look, I understand the Doc Martens. The Vans, I'll have to check the Vans. So
Vans are pretty cool.
Are they?
Yeah. But they wouldn't be school uniform.
You know, frankly, if they're not koala... They're not koala, then they're not proper school shoes.
Koala? I haven't heard the koala for ages.
If they're not koala, they're not proper school shoes.
Right. Well, also along the lines of the koala.
Yeah.
This is to a Melbourne school, St. Albans Secondary College. 17 students were sent home from St. Albans Secondary College because they were wearing the wrong socks. It's understood some students went to school wearing white coloured socks, as stipulated in the school's uniform code, but they were reprimanded and then sent home because their socks were too short and did not cover their ankles.
Okay.
That's a bit much, isn't it?
Well, so why didn't they just get a letter to say, look, don't wear those tomorrow?
Sent them home.
Well, that's smart. How smart is that? Let's go home unsupervised. There's no one at home, but that's okay. You go home unsupervised and come back. Oh, for
So both of those schools are making the news around the country. If you want to find out more about those stories, triplem.com.au. Seems the socks one seems slightly over the top. I don't think that's offending anybody. I sort of get the Doc Martens and the Vans. I do sort of get that, but the socks. Really, you're going to send a kid home?
Yeah,
for that?
No. Yeah. You just send a letter home with them and say, parents,
cover your ankles.
You do not wear these tomorrow.
Cover your ankles. Yeah. I would have hardly thought though an exposed ankle is
I don't think it's the view. It's that those shorter socks. They can ride under and cause blisters. they do.
Right. Which sort of blister are we talking about? The Chung Hung type of blister from the Australian Open, or just a little soft blister?
Just a soft blister. Right. Just a soft blister. Look, I don't agree with sending kids home. You don't need to be doing that. Just send a letter home with them saying this is not proper.
So you're suggesting it's a blister related issue.
It can be. It's a safety thing.
So we're sending you home.
No, don't send them home.
To protect you.
Don't send them home at all. Because who knows what's going on at home. Mummy and Daddy could be having special cuddles.
Please. How did we get to that? How did we get from blisters to special? Only you. Only you can take us there.
Otzi and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.